T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello.
Happy Thursday.
Good morning. We're just a day away, y'all.
Yeah.
Halloween is in 2 days, which would be really weird if today was National Black Cat Day, but it's just National Cat Day.
Oh.
Sorry. National Oatmeal Day, that's it.
Yeah. Is there like a full moon day or something like that? Because today's like full moon, y'all. Like,
yeah,
drove in, I'm like, what's up?
How about this? I learned from Sarah Osborne yesterday that on Halloween, it's going to be the first Halloween in 76 years to have a full moon.
Yep.
And of course, why wouldn't it? It's 2020, right?
Yeah, that's cool, though. That's perfect. I mean, it's great.
Halloween, full moon on a Saturday. I mean, this really is like the scariest Halloween ever.
It's the perfect Halloween to not, like, to be going on, like, in non-pandemic, like, year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like everything is set up. Like, a Saturday night, blow it out, a full moon. But there's this thing called COVID that, you know, we all can't really get together and, like, treat it like a normal day, you know? Like normal Halloween.
But that adds to the scariness of the Halloween.
Yeah, true that. You're absolutely right. You know? Man.
Whole thing's just weird. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. It's just weird. Speaking of Halloween, I read an interesting story about why we spend so much money on Halloween decorations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I thought it was for our kids, and I found out, no, that's not true at all. It's for a whole nother reason, and it's hilarious. And we'll talk about it coming up in 3 minutes on Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Some news from overseas. With coronavirus cases rising, Russia is putting a new safety protocol in place.
Russia is introducing a national mask mandate. People in this country are going to have to wear masks when they're in public spaces, on public transports, in parking lots, and inside elevators.
It's too bad. Now we won't be able to see all those famous Russian smiles.
Although there is nothing that we could possibly do on Saturday that is going to be scarier than the world we've lived this year. Here's a reminder, Halloween is coming up this weekend. And as you drive around your neighborhood, you've probably seen a lot of decorations. And one would think the reason that people put up decorations are for the kids. And I thought this was really funny. I found out that 7 in 10 parents are spending more on Halloween this year to make up for all the other events their kids missed. Dads are the driving force. 81% will spend more compared to half of moms. But here's the kicker. Kids aren't the reason we are overspending this Halloween. The reason why? It's because we're trying to outdo our neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I feel you.
Bro,
amen.
Totally. Amen. Yep. I feel you too, man.
And I feel like this is exactly what's happening at the Franco house, because Alex's decorations on his yard this year are insane. The Alex Franco I knew 5, 6, 7 years ago is a completely different Alex Franco today.
Kids, bro. Kids will do it to you. But what's funny is that list nailed it. I mean, it's all about dad overspending. Like, my wife bought some stuff, but for inside. And my son and daughter, my son who's 6 and daughter who's 3, they don't even ask for anything anymore in the yard. And I'm the one that just happens to cruise by somewhere. If I'm at HEB, Walmart, and I'll see, like, oh, 50 off now. Oh, I can, this inflatable would look good over here.
So that's exactly right. There is an actual list of the reasons we're overspending on Halloween. Uh-huh. And number three is what you just said. I didn't mean to spend so much. It all just added up.
Oh, that's awesome.
I will say that it does make sense to me because Alex used to be a tailgater to the point where he would have the most elaborate tailgate. You would step your first toe into his tailgate and he'd already hand you like five beers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like whatever need you had, he had it met. And so he's just transferred all that energy from tailgating at the University of Texas into his yard.
Yes,
like he has to have something to do. Mm-hmm. Like he has to be known and make his presence known and like put a stamp on his neighborhood as the Franco house.
Can I tell you guys the kicker, the one that like gets everyone passing by every time? All right, you ready for it? I have this giant inflatable of three witches. They're sitting behind a table, and in front of the table it says Resting Witch Face Contest.
Oh, that's good.
Bro, there's one witch frowning and the other two are just smiling, bro. It is the best. I'm surprised no one's stolen it yet. It is awesome.
You should also have a little competition of guess which one is eating a sandwich and call it Witch Witch.
Oh.
Hey. Bro. Thank you.
My kids don't understand it, thank God, but they're like, oh, it's just a witch contest. And I'm like, it sure is.
So are you trying to outdo the other people in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Are you trying to be that house that you are known for your decorations?
And here's the thing. This is why I know I'm that guy now and why I'm trying to do it is because when I go to next door somewhere and I see a house that is better than mine, I'm like, oh, damn. Okay, all right, and that's when I go online and start making some changes and putting some stuff up. You got to put stuff up that, like, lights up, you know what I'm saying? There's this guy across the street from me, this guy named Tom, and he has, bro, he's loaded. He has, there's no way I could ever compete with Tom, but Tom is a different type of theme in his house. Tom, he has an older, like, high school, and they're into, like, scary stuff. Like, they have, like, a butcher and, like, Wolfman and stuff. Like, the stuff you see at Home Depot, those giant life-size figures that are, like, $200. He has, like, 20 of those in his yard, bro. It's just crazy. Easy. I could never compete with that.
There is somebody in our street, and it is the creepiest decoration. They don't have anything. All they have is like a wooden swing, and on the wooden swing is a naked baby doll that's been like beat up.
That is so disturbing.
Dude.
It is the most disturbing thing. Like the baby doll has like bruises on it. It's like a little Chucky, like little X's on it.
Sarah, God.
I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Last week, we found out that Kim Kardashian had chartered a plane and rented a private island to celebrate her 40th birthday with a group of friends and family. And if you thought, well, that sounds like a really good idea and want to know how much it's going to cost,
how much?
We now know $1 million. Which is obviously a ton of money if you're not a Kardashian, but it's also kind of surprising it wasn't more since she basically rented the entire island.
Seriously, that's a deal for an island, bro.
The New York Post says it happened over 5 days at the Brando, which is a luxurious island resort in French Polynesia with just 35 villas. Kim chartered an 88-seat Boeing 777 to get everyone there.
Dude.
And they could have social distanced on the plane a bit because there were around 30 in their group. Now, of course, if you're throwing an island birthday bash during a raging pandemic, you're probably not too concerned about stuff like that. No one was wearing masks in any of the photos she posted. She did say that everyone had a quarantine and they all had like multiple negative tests.
Correct.
Their package included lavish dinners, spa visits, guided hikes, bike riding, kayaking, swimming with whales, and a movie on the beach. Source says, quote, there was no expense spared.
Man, that's awesome. But it's during a pandemic, though.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
she's getting a little backlash over her humble brag.
I can only imagine.
If you are tested in the way that they were tested.
That's not the point. The point is, and one person said, are you that insensitive? You don't realize this is not what the majority of people during the worst COVID spike yet want to hear. People are going to food banks, not private islands.
Yeah, I mean, people are losing jobs and don't have money. When you're flaunting and throwing money out to people that are fans of yours, it's just messed up.
But they've always flaunted their money.
Yeah, but not during a pandemic. This is a different thing.
Kim has apparently seen the criticism because yesterday she tweeted, now that I have your attention, this is a reminder to vote six days. Okay.
Nice move there, Kim. Nice move.
By the way, COVID-19 is now a plot point on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. in a dramatic teaser for tonight's episode, a sick Chloe says she has corona and it was really bad for a couple of days.
I just found out that I do have corona. I have been in my room. It's gonna be fine, but it was really bad for a couple days. Vomiting and shaking and hot and then cold, and I suffer from migraines, but this was the craziest headache. I wouldn't say it was a migraine. The coughing, my chest would burn when I would cough. And I mean, my throat is still not fully recovered clearly. But let me tell you, that shit is real. But we're all gonna get through this. Pray, and if we follow orders and listen, we're all gonna be okay.
And then that private eye.
I mean, seriously. 56-year-old Brad Pitt and his 27-year-old married German model girlfriend Nicole Paterolski have split up. I mean, this has been so weird from day one when we heard they started dating. Remember back like in August, we heard that they were like hooking up and then they met at this German trendy restaurant. Then we found out the restaurant owner is her husband, this like old dude, but he's all down with it because he has an open marriage. This is just basically Brad Pitt just going to hook up with a young girl. You know what I'm saying? This is Brad good-looking Pitt going and hooking up with the smoking hot model. The breakup, by the way, I say that loosely, happened a while back. But don't feel bad, Brad. You're not the only solo one. I saw Adele's single, or at least she went to social media thinking everyone and talking about what a great time she had hosting SNL. And she ended her Instagram post by saying, "I'm going back to my cave now to be the single cat lady that I am." Remember rumors that she was like dating some like rapper back in the day?
Yeah.
Yes.
So she's single now, bro, and she's ready to party. So Brad, hit her up.
She's probably a little too old for Brad Pitt. By the way,
I mean, seriously, right?
The girl that Brad was dating, 27. Yeah. Multiply that times two. Okay, I did the math. That's 54. Brad Pitt is 56.
Uh-huh.
Brad Pitt is more than twice as old as her. But then again, he's still younger than her husband.
Right.
Correct. And he's Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
He tell he's about,
it
I
don't
think,
matter.
Until he's about 65, he can cut whatever he
Seriously.
Wants.
Right, until he's eligible for AARP.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Okay. All right, so The Bachelorette this season really is probably the most dramatic season ever. So Claire Crawley is 39 years old, and from the minute Dale walked out of the limo, she decided that's her husband. And
right.
It's been that way since jump.
Mm-hmm.
And this past episode, which I finally watched yesterday, which is insane, there was a moment where she went on a group date and she did not give anybody a rose, which is what she's supposed to do at the end of the group date. Instead, she kept the rose for herself. And that is where a Bachelorette exec revealed they knew, this season is not going quite as planned. Plan B. And then they have now revealed that it is Tayshia, former Bachelor contestant Tayshia.
My favorite part of the episode was when Yosef pulled Claire aside to tell her he's ashamed to be associated with her because of the game of strip dodgeball.
Yep, yep.
Even though he didn't participate, he kept telling her over and over again, I expected more from the oldest Bachelorette ever.
Dude.
Listen to this.
I was absolutely appalled at the group date. There's naked guys playing dodgeball together. It's so humiliating and degrading, and I don't see how that really translates into finding a husband.
So Yosef is saying how classless is and how he's appalled at all these men in their underwear. Yet, if you do a little deep dive into his social media, he did a social media endorsement campaign for an underwear company.
Of course.
So there's a picture of him standing in his boxers.
Okay. Of course.
Oh, good. They've been teasing that audio for weeks, like since day one. That's like the piece of audio. So we finally got to hear it on Monday night. In other news, Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor, has a new ring collection out there. So, guys, if you're getting married, you can go get the Chris Harrison collection.
Dude.
Rings cost between $650 to $3,500.
I'm glad that guys never show their ring to other guys and say, look at it. And like, oh, kind of, oh, what
this
kind
is from
that?
The Chris Harrison collection. That,
how embarrassing.
For all these stories and more, just text trending to 51993. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And this is Mix 94.7. Also, we stream through your phone and even on your smart speaker, so you can listen at home in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
For her 40th birthday, Kim Kardashian rented an island and brought everyone she knows to it. This is the post that got everyone crazy. She read, after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time. I'm humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. For those of you who spent your birthday this year eating a ding-dong alone in your apartment, Kim Kardashian is humbly reminded, so.
You know when you discover something and you're really eager to share the news with somebody? We are too, and that's why we want to tell you all about something we just learned. We call it TIL, or Today I Learned.
I want to learn things, T-I-L, Today I Learned.
What did you just learn, Sarah Osborne?
Matthew McConaughey has a book out. I know you have it, Booker, but you haven't read it yet.
Are you going to read it?
He's going to listen to the audiobook.
I want to listen to the audiobook because he narrated the audiobook. Apparently, he didn't do the Audible. I don't know why there are like two different versions. Apparently, there's like an Audible and an audiobook, and I guess that's two different things.
Yeah.
Someone was telling me.
Well, what I was getting is that Brad Booker don't like to read. That's why I was.
Well, I read out of necessity. Like, I'll read news stories and headlines and stuff like that. I just don't want to sit down and read an entire book, and it's not because I don't want to. Uh-huh. It's because I have such bad ADD that I'll get through a couple of pages and forgot what I just read.
You're not alone.
Anyway, Matthew McConaughey has this new book out, and I feel like he has done every single interview out there. Like, he has been on everything, talking to everybody about his life, and he's been doing it from home. Like, I haven't seen him actually do an interview from anywhere but his home.
And by the way,
it must be nice.
It's the exact same area. And it's so nondescript because his house is phenomenal. But he chose this one little nondescript area of his home with the shutters in the background. And I don't know if y'all have noticed this, but there is a hat sitting on like an ottoman or a bed or something in the background. There's always this one hat, which has got to mean something. Mm. I'm sure it has a Just Keep Living logo on it. But
something like that.
It's like this random hat that's just sitting right there in the back.
That's a Zoom space, bro. We all got our Zoom space.
We all got to have our Zoom space,
Yeah. So I've learned so much about Matthew McConaughey in the past week that I never knew. Number one, he does not know how to use his phone because his phone goes off like the whole interview. It is like boom, text, boom, text, boom, text.
Dude.
And he got called out of it. Like someone called him out and he was like, I don't know. I think it's email. I don't text with anybody. He does not text. Matthew McConaughey does not text.
I don't believe
that. Also learned that when he lost weight for Dallas Buyers Club, he did a diet where he would have tapioca in the morning and then fish and veggies for lunch. Fish and veggies for dinner, but he was allowed to drink all the wine he wanted. And
oh,
he
tell
still
me more.
Got down into the 130s, y'all.
Dude, he got that
wine.
Skinny eating that he much food. Down, I mean, yes. I thought he just was like liquid out. Dude, that's crazy.
I could be as down with
much,
that.
Yeah.
Fish and veggies much, and wine? Are you kidding me? Yes.
Dude, I don't want to see you looking McConaughey style in Dallas Buyers Club.
I'll
bro.
Never be that small.
I also learned, and I thought this was funny, you know, he is religious and he's talked about different times that he would go up and get awards and he would praise God, mm-hmm. praise Jesus. People in Hollywood that he has prayed with before, he would see them start to clap and then put their hands down because they didn't want other people in the room to know they love Jesus too.
That's insane.
Dude, is that how Hollywood rolls? Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, and this is not to be braggadocious or anything, but I posted a picture of me with the Matthew McConaughey book.
Uh-huh.
McConaughey goes to my church, talking about being religious, right? And our pastor married both Matthew, which he's very good friends with, and myself. So I'm scrolling through the comments on that picture, and he says, go straight to page 274. That's where all the good stuff starts. So I went to page 274, and that's when he starts talking about pastor.
That's awesome.
I also learned, and he's been talking about this a lot, that he and his mom, who I believe his mom lives with him right now because she is all over his wife's Instagram.
Yes.
They didn't talk for a while. And that's
8 years.
At the beginning of his celebrity, she had hard copy come over to the house and she started pointing out all the different places that he got caught hooking up with different girls.
You know, and in that one, we had a talk and all of a sudden I'm at home and I get a call from a buddy and they go, "You watching this?" I said, "What?" They go, "Turn on hard copy. There's mom giving somebody a tour through the house. Here's where I caught him so-and-so in bed. Here's where I saw him in the shower. You know what he was doing in there?" Da, 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 da. And I call her up and I go, "Mom, what'd you do?" And she goes, "What are you talking about?" I go, "Hard copy." She goes, "What are you talking about?" I go, "Mom, I can hear it on the other end of the phone. I'm watching it. You're watching it too." She's like, "Oh, that. I didn't think you'd find out." And I'm like, "Oh, it's national television, Mom." I want to
learn things. So let's quickly recap what you learned today, Sarah, about Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, I learned that he doesn't know how to use his phone, that he lost all the weight by drinking as much wine as he wanted,
that
he is religious, and other people in Hollywood that are also religious often keep it on the DL, but he does not. And finally, he didn't talk to his mom for 8 years because she was too much of a fan and shared all of his business.
Nice. His current record is 1,510 wins with just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Jason. Jason lives in Spicewood, makes a commute to Westlake where he's a school teacher. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Feast, Booker!
Jason!
Hi!
Hey, how's it going?
Let's play, all right? I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah and Alex cheer you on. Whenever you're finished answering the five pop culture trivia questions that Sarah's written, I'll come back and do the same. Okay, whoever gets more right is going to win. So good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Jason, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck, man.
Thanks.
Question number one, Kim Kardashian told David Letterman that they are making her shapewear now with like holes so women can go to the bathroom. Anyway, what is her shapewear called?
Thanks.
Jennifer Lopez and Armie Hammer are going to star in an action comedy called Shotgun Wedding. Jennifer has been in another movie with the word wedding in it, and it was with Matthew McConaughey. What was that film called?
The Wedding Planner.
Okay. Paris Hilton's mom has officially joined the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Can you name another cast member? Here's some hints. One is Paris Hilton's aunt. And one was married to Charlie Sheen.
Denise Richards.
There is a list of movies that were either filmed or set in a particular state. And one of them, that's a horror film, these are all horror films, was actually both filmed here in Texas. And the word Texas is in the title. What is the classic horror film with the word Texas in the title?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And finally, the movie Holiday is on Netflix. So it's not even, what, November? And we already have our holiday movies out. And it is a romantic comedy starring Emma Roberts. And it's about two strangers who agree to be each other's platonic plus ones all year long so they won't be alone for the holidays. Who is Emma Roberts' aunt?
Julia Roberts.
All right, we'll bring her back in.
All right.
Booker! Hey, hey, hey.
Hi. How's it going?
How you doing? How'd you do?
He did good. He got 4 out of 5.
Nice.
He guessed,
wow,
he guessed a little, but he still got 4
that's
out of 5.
That's awesome.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay.
Wow, wow, wow. Very wow, wow, wow. That's my favorite.
It's that Eanes education, man. Okay. It's that school district.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian was on David Letterman's show, mm-hmm. and they were talking about her shapewear line, and he was asking how women go to the bathroom, and she was saying that they actually have tested holes. So the new line will have, like, pee holes.
You were fine with just saying holes. We understood it. You didn't have to say that.
Sorry.
What did you think of that interview, by the way? I watched
it. Loved it.
You did?
Loved it. Fascinated. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you think when she broke down and started crying?
Oh, honestly, I was so impressed with her answers because she's so good at interviews, at both kind of answering but without really answering. But I thought her description of when she got robbed in Paris, which is what made her cry,
mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't know. I thought there was a lot of humanity in it. I feel the same way.
I agree with you.
And I feel it like David Letterman should have never been on CBS for so long. He should have just been doing this the whole time.
I love it.
It was great.
It's so good.
He's great.
It was great.
The best part about the whole thing, his phone. What the heck with his phone?
Alex, I don't know if you've seen it.
I've watched some of the Kim Kardashian one, but I watched all of Kanye.
Did you watch any of the scenes from CBS?
No.
Yes.
Did I miss something?
His phone.
Is it awful?
Yeah.
It looks like his kid made it into an art project.
Yeah.
What's funny is I may have thought that he was like holding Kim's or something. That was his.
No, so good.
It's like he has one of those styrofoam tubes that you float on in the water in the summer, and then he shoved his phone in it and then ducked it.
Oh, my God.
It.
Yeah,
that
it's
is
so
great.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I answered the question.
What's her shapewear line called?
Oh, Skims.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to have the holes.
Kim.
Which is genius,
Skim.
By the way.
Skim.
Anyway.
Skim.
Yeah,
Kim.
Had-
Skim.
Jennifer Lopez and Armie Hammer are going to star in an action comedy called Shotgun Wedding. She's been in another movie with the word wedding in the title that starred Matthew McConaughey. What was it called?
The Wedding Planner.
Yeah. I'm so impressed that both of you guys got that.
Really?
Yeah. Paris Hilton's mom has officially joined the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Can you name another cast member? One was married to Charlie Sheen. One is Paris Hilton's aunt.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, married to Charlie Sheen. Heather Locklear?
No. Denise Richards.
Denise Richards, right, yes.
A list of movies that are horror films is out, talking about where they were either filmed or it's like where they were filmed, what state they were in, what movies each state can own. But the question is, what movie was produced here in Texas that's a horror film that also has the word Texas in the title?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. Like Rosemary's Baby, for example, was filmed in New York. I don't know why they put this list together. It wasn't that interesting. But still, now it makes me want to go watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Finally, Holiday is on Netflix now because it's not even November and we already have holiday movies premiering and I'm here for it. It stars Emma Roberts. Who is her famous aunt?
Julia Roberts.
That's right.
Man.
What'd I do? 4 out of 5?
Yeah, you got
4 out of 5. And he got 4 out of 5?
He got 4 out of 5.
So we tie?
Yeah.
We tie. Well, yeah.
It's a win, sort of.
It is a win, for sure. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
The tie, though, you got to say it.
Hey, I'm Jason from Spicewood, and I can't beat Booker.
There is about an 88% chance that the waiting by the phone on the way next is going to rile you up. Find out what we're talking about in our Guy Ghosted segment, our most popular thing that we do, and it's just 3 minutes away on Mix 94.7.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
After his speech, Trump quickly left Nebraska on Air Force One, but hundreds of his supporters were left stranded for hours in the frigid cold because their buses didn't show up. Yep, some people were actually treated for hypothermia. That's how bad it's getting for Trump. Even his supporters are turning blue.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. Denise. We're going to help you get answers here for Waiting by the Phone. What happened with the guy you were dating?
So I don't typically date guys with kids, and I decided to take a chance. Like, I have a hard rule that you don't date a guy who has kids already, but I was like, he's hot, I'm getting older, let's take a chance.
And why is that? You just don't want kids, or?
No, I do want kids one day. I didn't want to be in a relationship with someone who had kids with somebody else.
You're entitled to that, sure.
We went on a date, and everything was great, and then next thing I know, our dinner plans were canceled, and I heard nothing else from him.
Okay, well, let's call David and see if we can figure out what happened.
Hello?
David? Is this David?
Yeah, is this?
Hi, Booker, Alex, and Sarah. You're on the radio with Mix 94.7. Hope we're not putting you on this. Well, I know we're putting you on the spot. We apologize for putting you on the spot, but we're calling you for one of our segments we do. It's called Waiting by the Phone. We're trying to help out Denise. Denise, too, is on the phone. She said that you guys had scheduled a date. You guys are supposed to go out, and you've kind of just ghosted her. So We're not trying to make you look bad at all. We don't want to do anything, but see if we can figure out what happened and maybe resolve it or just get an answer.
Yeah, yeah, for next time, for someone else.
Okay.
So do you mind?
A lot.
Do you mind? It is a lot. Yeah, yeah. Do you mind talking to us and telling us what happened?
I guess so. I mean, I basically just didn't want to talk to her anymore. Like, it's just, I don't know if she can hear me right now.
She can. Yeah. Denise, you want to say something?
Work out, basically. I just didn't see it working out.
Denise? Denise?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was trying to get, like, answers.
She's just not someone that I want in my life, to be honest with you.
Okay.
There had to be something that happened. Like, what was great and everything was good, and then all of a sudden it stopped. So there had to be something.
It was, I guess if you want to really know, it was when I showed you the picture of my son, who is 5. She goes, what are you going to do with him when we have kids? And I honestly, like, I stopped breathing for a second when she said that because I couldn't believe that she actually said that to me. I was like, she had to have been kidding or misspoke or something, but she never apologized. She just said it. And I was like, okay. And I just kind of shrugged it off and kind of bit my lip for the rest of the date. And I just thought it was really inappropriate and just – there's no justifying what she said. She was just rude as hell.
Yeah. Yep. It's funny how that could be funny for someone without kids, but it's so weird when it changes. Like when you have kids and that joke is said, if it was a joke, it's not even a, well, if it was a joke, if she thought it was a joke or if he thought she was joking, like it's still not a joke to someone that has kids. It's messed up.
What were you trying to say, Denise?
Well, I mean, it was just a comment. Like look, I do want to have kids one day, and I want to know if he's going to be there. Is he going to be like a dad, or is he going to be like a weekend dad?
So that's what you meant.
I mean, that's my kid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, especially on a first date, just out of nowhere come out and say, what are you going to do with your kid? We have kids. That's,
yeah.
Like, he would be your kid too, Denise. Like,
right.
He'd be your stepkid.
Like, if I get with somebody else and have kids, I'm not going to just get rid of my old kids. They're not, you know, it's not like you get a new car, you get rid of your old one.
Right.
Denise, even if you meant it in an innocent way,
yeah.
I couldn't even imagine if someone said that to me, what are you going to do with him?
God, can you imagine, Booker? I'd be like,
nothing. I'm going to continue to be a father.
Yeah, check, please.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I guess. It was just a comment.
It's a hurtful comment. There is nothing more important to a parent than their children,
yeah.
And they're going to do everything they can to protect their children. And in this situation, it could definitely be perceived, no matter what your intention was, as okay, you know.
Sarah, like, save Booker. He's about to cry and get emotional.
I think, Denise, you said it from the very beginning. You said that you don't want to date anybody with kids, and I think it's...
Yeah, well,
that's your choice,
yep,
but I think you are...
Don't break that rule. If that's your rule, don't break it.
Seriously.
Yeah, because obviously it's really important to you. I think it'd be great if you opened up your mind, but maybe you're just not there yet. Like, you shouldn't just go out with a guy because he has a kid because you're getting older.
He's hot.
Right.
Or because he's hot. It's a package deal, and it's amazing, and you should open your mind to that, not just, like they said, because he's hot and you're older. But
Denise,
it doesn't sound like you're
ready. You know
then.
What? I think it's best if we just kind of, you know, put a bow on top of this call, yeah, and end it right now. Obviously, mm-hmm, this is not going to work out. But Denise, now you know in the future,
exactly.
You know, like Sarah said, a kid's going to come with the man. And if you're not okay with that, which is fine, then maybe you should just make sure that you only date people without children.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
And David, same to you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You
no
sound
problem.
Like a good dude.
Mm-hmm. Glad I could be of service.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.